Hi everyone, and welcome to Strangely Familiar. My name is Jacob, and I have a special guest today, my friend Martha. Say hi!
Hey!
We'll be right back.
Tell you about a blondie who was really hot. I tell you how she broke me, but I'd rather not. Instead, I'll tell you about my trip to Vegas, hanging out on the strip. I tried my hand at poker, but I lost my grip. I had a few too many, now my brain's gone soft. Maybe fear and loving wasn't too far off. It's got a stranglehold on me. Got a stranglehold on me. While I think it's obscene, I'm addicted to caffeine. And today I'm not a fan of the bean. I think it's obscene, I'm addicted to caffeine. And today I'm not a fan of the bean.
Hey everyone, and welcome back. I'm here with Martha.
Hey.
So how are you, Martha?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm okay.
Oh man, what's wrong?
Nothing. I'm okay. So this is my show, everyone, and my friend here, Martha.
It's really cool.
Yeah, she's one of my good friends. Mm-hmm. And she decided to be one of my guests because my third episode, and, you know, just in case people stop listening to it, she'll bring you back in.
Because I'm so cool.
Right. All right, well, we have many topics to talk about today. Including Project Runway!
Which Woo! Is my favorite show, and I'm so glad Chloe won. Oh my god.
Well, in case you haven't watched it yet.
Oh, I'm so sorry if I ruined it.
Don't listen to what Martha just said.
I'm sorry if I ruined it for you guys out there.
Well, in case you did listen, Chloe won last night.
It was really exciting.
Which I was surprised because when they were showing each other the designs,
yeah.
I thought hers
didn't
was the worst.
That
was Danielle.
I didn't get to
Daniel.
See it.
Daniel saw it.
I didn't see it.
It was the lady, I don't know.
I don't remember it, at least. I must have fallen asleep.
I don't know, but...
I don't remember. But it was funny.
Daniel's
Like, I
model,
remember laughing.
She had a really, really long gown on.
Yeah, okay. Now, I remember I just was, like, tired and, you know, waved my phone.
Right, right.
Mode.
Okay, and,
Sorry.
Yeah, and, like, I remember when they went on Tim Gunn.
Tim Gunn! What happened to Andre? Oh, he's
Andre.
Here too, by the way. Tim Gunn, I mean.
Anyway, I forgot what I was going to say.
You're talking about Project Runway, of course.
I know, but what was I going to say? Oh,
about
when
Tim
he was
Gunn.
Going to each person's house, you know?
Yeah, oh, I like that part.
Yeah, and they were showing their design so far. I thought Chloe's was the worst one.
It was so unorganized.
And
it's just like our show.
It looked plastic.
Yeah, it didn't look real.
But that one dress that Santino had that had that really weird...
I didn't like it.
I know, but I did. I liked the colors.
I didn't like the colors. That's what I didn't like, was the colors.
Okay.
Okay.
And then Daniel's designs were...
They're okay. They were safe.
They were him. Yeah, well, so did Santino's. I mean, he's...
Well, yeah, but he didn't...
ugly ice skating stuff.
Yeah, but it didn't count as much.
Right.
This was big.
Right, well, hopefully we'll see all their designs coming out soon.
Yeah.
And then I'll be able to afford it.
Me either. I'm poor, almost.
Right, me too.
Almost.
Actually, I'm going to get a Y membership on Saturday.
That's neat.
That's 2 days away.
I don't go to the Y by myself.
Well,
and my
do you
mom...
have a membership?
My mom canceled it because I didn't go.
Oh, we should get it again, because me and Adrian are getting a month.
Oh.
She's going to get it, like, 6 months, but she's not going to be here all the next month, neither are you, so we should just get a month.
Can't wait to go to Spain.
Oh, I'm jealous.
I'm scared. Oh,
see, Martha's going to Spain.
Yeah, for...
with our Spanish club.
And it's kind of scary, actually, because I'm afraid I'm going to get abducted like that girl in Aruba.
What are you doing there?
I don't know, but I'm not going to meet my love of my life. That's what Mrs. Shannon told me.
Well, anyway...
I mean, Mrs. Cannon!
So tell us, Martha, what places are you going to?
We're going to Barcelona and Madrid and Paris.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
Yeah.
You can take lots of pictures.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I'm going to make a movie.
Listen to your iPod a lot. Oh,
of course I'm going to listen to my iPod a lot.
Listen to the show.
That's all I'm going to do.
And tell all those Spain people.
And hopefully you'll have new ones out that I can listen to on for my
right.
show.
Right. Tell them all to listen to Strangely Familiar.
Strangely Familiar. That's it, guys.
I'm not really sure about our name yet.
It might change.
Yeah.
It's subject Oxymoron. To change.
Oh, we have oxymorons to talk about, too.
And random facts about my hero, Chuck Norris. Ha!
So, stay tuned for that. Anyway, next we're going to talk about Real World.
Okay, I love the new Real World season. It's so funny.
What about the anorexic girl, though?
Oh, I feel bad for her. But she reminds me of Frankie from San Diego, who's like, with a huge bunch of knives, I have to go cut the tag off my pants. Well, I'm really going to go cut myself to death. I hated that. It was so funny, though. I watched it in Florida, and I was seeing my pants.
I don't like the gay guy that much.
What's his name?
I don't know.
Tyler, I think.
Is it?
He's really annoying, yeah.
Oh, but, I mean, he just seems so arrogant.
I don't like John. Is that his name, John?
Is that the really football type
guy? Yeah, I don't like him.
Oh,
he's a jerk.
Yeah. I like the guy with the curly hair, he's sweet.
Oh, Zach?
And
is his name Zach?
I don't know.
I think it is. Oh,
but,
I love him.
That,
I would love
and
him.
That Jose, maybe, is that his name?
Yeah, Jose. He's nice, though. He means well.
He means
and Svetlana?
Well.
Svetlana? You mean Horlana? She's Slut such. Lana. That's a good one. They said that. I forgot about that. Slutlana.
Stole that.
Yeah.
Copyright.
She likes bling or something, and that one kid.
No, owns. she's always. I don't know.
Whatever.
Boring. Well, she's not boring, but she's always bored.
She's just dumb. She's like, my boyfriend, Martin.
And she's the baby, and she doesn't want to be called the baby, but we're going to call it that anyway.
Yeah, because she kind of claimed herself the baby anyways.
Right.
Whatever.
Oh, and after this Tuesday's episode, new show, Ace in Ocean. Came out without commercials. Did you watch it?
Yeah, but I got bored without the commercials, so I went and watched Roseanne instead. Me too.
Oh, we're not talking about that.
Okay. It was good, though. It was weird how they taught that girl how to dance, though. But that's because she was homeschooled and didn't have any friends.
Right. I mean,
that's
what I'm thinking. She means well.
That's totally my saying.
No, I don't know.
Whatever.
It kind of seemed staged, though.
It did. Like when Fat Camp, did anyone watch Fat Camp? That was really staged.
Fat Camp.
Petey, he goes to our school. He gained all his weight back. Like, he said he didn't. He gained his weight back.
It's not something to brag about, I guess. That he went to our school. Or he's going to our school.
Oh, yeah. He's a big loser. No one likes him, seriously.
Oh, but, anyway, Ethan Ocean.
Yeah, Ethan Ocean's pretty good.
I don't know.
I don't like the twins that much, though. They're okay.
The lady who calls him to the office.
She looks fake. She looks like a dog.
I thought she was going to fall apart.
She looks like completely made out of melting plastic.
Have you seen the Pink's new video?
Yeah, it's stupid. It's so funny.
And the lady's all plastic down.
Yeah, it's so funny. Oh, my favorite part was when they were making fun of Jessica Simpson and she fell off the front of the car. And then the Paris Hilton sex tape they were making fun of.
Yeah.
And she was, like, stretching or something. It was
and
so funny.
I don't know if it's Beyonce or if it's J-Lo, but with the P. Diddy part, where she's just going like this next to him.
Oh, wasn't that 50 Cent?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, it was 50 Cent. He looked too muscular for P. Diddy. P. Diddy's just a mogul. He doesn't rap anymore.
No, he doesn't.
The last song he did was like Bad Boys or something. Or Big
Boys.
Not that one.
Okay.
But, nice try.
What else? Oh, your documentary.
Yeah, I'm starting a documentary. I'm not really sure what it's called. Oh, I think it might be called In the Spotlight or something like that.
Oh.
I just thought of that.
What's it going to be about?
It's going to be about cliques and people talking about other people and two-facedness.
Are you going to blur people's faces out?
Yeah.
Because I talk about people so much.
Me too, and I have to blur myself out. I'm going to put wax paper on half the camera.
Even though you can't see what we're doing, we just did the whole...
Me too,
you
like... What?
You touch...
You just edit that out.
Yeah. When you touch your chest,
and, you're like,
and then you go pee,
peace.
You know?
But I went, no, but me too. It was just cool, whatever.
Anyway.
Not that you probably... You're probably, like, laughing at how retarded we are.
Yeah.
I would be...
Anyway.
Whatever.
I don't remember what we're talking about.
I'm talking about my documentary.
Yeah.
But, oh!
And your camera bag.
Yeah, my camera bag, I'm not allowed to carry it around school, but Debbie, she's allowed to carry her gigantic bag. I'm so upset about that.
Oh. It's because Mrs. Lias carries bag. You.
Mrs. It's Bias!
No.
Good one.
It's because our principal cares about you.
Yeah, she likes me, though. We're tight. I go steal bubblegum. Actually, she gives me bubblegum every day, almost.
Oh, you're going to be here tomorrow. We have a principal advisory board tomorrow.
Free food. And we get to talk about food and how we don't like it at school.
What was that?
I don't know.
Okay.
I think...
Well, anyway, we'll look forward to that. And I'll be sure to keep everyone updated on this, if anyone wants to be, so, on our documentary. And Martha will be a regular guest on our show here.
Because I'm so cool.
Right. And
just kidding.
I think this show might premiere, like, once a week, maybe, because I don't have time to do all this.
Maybe, like, you should do it on, like, Thursdays or something, or Fridays or Mondays.
Yeah, before we go to rehearsal.
Yeah.
All right, now it's time for our section called Silly Puns.
It's a good one. They're really funny. But there's one. Okay, what was it? Oh, okay.
Oh, I went to a seafood disco rave last week and pulled a muscle.
Ah, muscle. My mom loves muscles.
I don't.
Oh.
Oh, man, that's a good one.
Which president was least guilty? Lincoln.
Oh.
He is in a cent. Ha! He's on the penny.
Doctors tell us that there are 7 million people who are overweight. These, of course, are only round figures.
That's a good one. You know who's a round figure?
Who?
Jeb.
Jeb.
She's a beast, and she was in love with our band teacher last year.
Oh, Jeb. I don't... Oh.
You're American outside the bathroom, but inside European. Not that you haven't heard that one when you were, like, 4.
When she told me I was average, she was just being mean.
Math. Ugh.
Our math teacher would like that one. Oh, those are the long ones.
I like Starbucks. Just reading that.
Oh, a hangover is the wrath of grapes.
I'm kidding. Maybe about wine?
Hanging?
Maybe.
Okay.
A man recently invented a knife that cuts 4 loaves of bread simultaneously. He calls his invention a 4-loaf cleaver.
Oh.
Oh, like a clover! I love when I just get them.
A man's home is his castle, in a manner of speaking.
I don't like that one. It's dumb. It reminds me of the song.
A rumor is like a used car. To find out how far it will go, the first thing you have to do is get it started.
That's like going to be the main thing about my movie, I think. Like
maybe that will be our quote every day, or every time we have a show.
We could have a quote?
Like a rumor, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think I might use that for my movie, like something like that. Not quite like cheesy like that, but... Being overweight is no way to live. Huh? Like W-E-I-G-H?
Oh, it's a picture.
It's funny.
It's a picture up here, this little... Or not
this
little.
Huge man on a bicycle. And the tire's getting pushed to the ground and he's whistling.
And the seat's like being sucked into his butt. What other pictures are there? Oh, I saw that one up there.
Yeah, wait. Oh, I want to tell everyone about my Chuck Norris fact.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Chuck Norris!
He's so cool, because he's Walker Texas Ranger and does the Bowflex or something like that.
Yeah, he does.
So, here's a random fact about Chuck Norris. The atomic bomb was created by splitting Chuck Norris's sperm. When testing the weapon, it was heard that everyone east of the Rockies became pregnant.
Oh!
Oh, man! Miss Shola would like that, because we're talking about the A-bomb in Global.
Well, we'll give you another one if this...
Next time. Hurts. Or maybe now?
We'll give two a...
Two a day? Oh, that's a good one.
Oh, yeah. I want that episode space out.
There's Vin Diesel ones too. I forgot.
Oh, Mr. T.
Okay, let's. That's where Adrian got hers, I think.
Oh, probably. I don't know.
Yep, that's okay.
Okay. Although Spider-Man's Spidey sense is impressive.
Although Spider-Man's Spidey sense is impressive, Chuck Norris has a roundhouse sense that allows him to kick ass before the ass even shows up.
Oh!
Way to go, Chuck.
We'll have to bookmark this. So we can use it for our next show.
Chuck Norris.
Keep a listen.
Oh, never mind.
I have bookmarked.
Okay, let's go. So, I don't want to go to rehearsal tonight. Everyone.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
What do you want me to go to?
100 facts.
Oh.
Because that might be interesting.
I had fun last night, though.
What?
I had fun last night.
Last night was real time. I was only on stage for 5 minutes.
All time. Chuck Norris's tears cure cancer. Too bad he has never cried. Oh, because
Chuck Norris does not sleep. He waits.
Oh. Chuck Norris counted to infinity. Twice.
Holy cow, he's incredible.
Superman owns a pair of Chuck Norris pajamas.
I own Chuck Norris pajamas.
I invented those Chuck Norris pajamas.
Chuck Norris was the laughter in Manslaughter. Pee-wee Herman got arrested for masturbating in public. The same day Chuck Norris got an award for masturbating in public. That's such a good one.
Okay, we'll come back to these next time.
They're funny.
And we'll need a song to end this with.
Yeah. I'll sing.
Well, I guess we'll go now, and we'll leave you with this song. Oh, earlier, that song. It's Fan of the Bean by the Clintons, so you should all go to GarageBand.com and download it.
Yeah, you can check them out, because they're under, like, ska.
And this is Randy Coleman singing Goodbye, Renee. Bye, everyone.
See ya.
The hardest part about you and me is that I know someday I'm gonna break away from you. The sadness is the only thing that is left of you. What will I do when it's gone? Sometimes it don't make sense at all. 'Cause missing you is what I had to do to keep me in control. If I just let go, I'll be free.
You don't.